This is the mayor of Nashville from earlier this week.
May we grieve in the days ahead, but not without hope. May we also act with wisdom, discernment, and grace. And may we love, especially those who have lost.
As it continues over and over and over, statistically, we have experienced 130 mass shootings in the U.S. this year. It's March 31st. Now, they aren't all school shootings, but as the violence continues at this alarming rate, what are the mental health risks and impacts on kids and adolescents? We thought we'd turn to a national expert on this. Dr. Michael Roeske is senior director for the Newport Healthcare Center for Research and Innovation. We find him just outside of Philly this afternoon. Well, doctor, as I mentioned, 130 incidents this year thus far. As the violence continues, so what are the mental impacts on the kids? Those who have experienced the event themselves, obviously, which is much more catastrophic, but even the kids who are seeing the coverage, you know, repetitively on media, what can we do to help them?
Well, each child is going to be different, of course. And, you know, those that have pre-existing conditions of anxiety or depression are more likely to be impacted or more strongly impacted. But really, any of us watching, I watched the graphic videos from the Nashville shootings and was certainly impacted myself. So you can see everything just from being startled or confused or fearful, you know, a certain sense of concern about the future. In the more extreme end, let's say, for example, there are other things happening or a particular event really just kind of hits home. Maybe it is local, maybe friends were involved, or just the repetition of the content on media. You can start to see things like around sleep disturbance, maybe people have trouble going to sleep or sleeping longer, just irritability and aggression. You might see changes in appetite and just losing interest in usual activities. Those are the kind of common things that you might want to look for, withdrawing from people with activities that you might normally engage in.
You mentioned repetition of watching the event over and over and over and over again. As kids are attached to their screens, obviously, even more than adults, but should we essentially turn it off, embargo the news, or is that a bad strategy?
Well, it can be a really good strategy. Obviously, if you turn off the faucet, you're going to stop the water from flowing in. So sometimes it is really good. It's a strategy I use myself and encourage others to do as well. Sometimes it is good to just separate out. A lot of times, too, one of the things that is really helpful, whether it's content around these mass shootings or anything that's really kind of startling to us and sort of gets our nervous system really excited, are to do mindfulness practices. And those could be anything from exercise to more traditional things like yoga and even reading or listening to music, things that kind of get you back into the present, you know, kind of aware of your surroundings, the date, the time. All those activities are going to help your body recognize that it's safe, that whatever your mind was kind of thinking was happening is not happening now or immediately in front of you. So yeah, absolutely. That can be a very good strategy. Just kind of disconnect from it all.
When we do want to talk to our kids or grandkids about these events, are there certain ways to talk to your child about the levels of violence in the U.S.?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Yes, I think, like with a lot of things, particularly with parents, when I work with them, it's important to start where they're at, to know yourself. If you are riled up by it, if you're anxious, if you're very fearful, that's going to be communicated to your child. So just kind of be aware. It doesn't mean that you don't communicate to them. It really has impacted you. just understand that they're going to mirror those things. Every parent knows exactly what I'm talking about in that regard. The other things, often you kind of find out what they know. Don't try to fill in the spaces for them. Give them space to talk. Allow them to sort of take the lead on the conversation. You want to obviously consider where they're at developmentally, be age appropriate, but be honest. And it's okay to share some of your own reactions and consider how this has impacted you and how you're thinking about it. It's also important for all of us to recognize that these incidents don't reflect all society or all people's experiences. And so you can introduce other things that are on content and media and other people that are doing good things. And just kind of reassure them that they're not alone in all of this and just allow them to have that communication.
Also, you have to, I think, always instill with your children or grandkids, proportionate context. In other words, we see this constantly, but and most neighborhoods have experienced violence. Obviously, I get that. But still, it's a rather small sliver of all the schools in America that are affected by gun violence like this. You have to be proportionate. And it's easier to explain that to an older child than a young child. Dr. Michael Roeske, Senior Director for the Newport Healthcare Center for Research and Innovation, thank you for your time and your expertise. And I hope we can call on you again.
All right, thank you very much.
Hillary and I are profoundly shocked and saddened by the tragedy today in Littleton, in
Southern California.
By the news of the shootings at Virginia Tech.
Roseburg, Oregon. It's an elementary school in Newton,
in Texas.
Parkland, Florida.
Michigan.
The prayers of the American people are with you.
We are praying for them.
Lauren, I, and many across our nation.
Our entire nation, with one heavy heart, is
praying for the victims. And their families.
And their families.
And it's not just Littleton. We know that now. We've had lots and lots and lots of places.
We have been through this too many times.
Too many years, too many decades now.
As I said just a few months ago, and I said a few months before that, and I said each time we see one of these mass shootings, our thoughts and prayers are not enough.
Schools should be places of safety and sanctuary and learning.
Perhaps now America would wake up to the dimensions of this challenge if it could happen in a place like Littleton, and we could prevent anything like this from happening again.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.